6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, August 24th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the radio, wherever you may be. You may be listening to us streaming live on thepowerhour.com. If this is the first time you've joined us, bookmark that, save it. You can come back on the show. We have a toll-free number, 844-769-2944. For all of our callers, whether you're listening to us on WWCR shortwave or on various AM and FM stations across the country, in addition to online streaming, we appreciate you joining us. And of course, because the First Amendment still exists here in America, our phone lines are wide open. Still having some radio silence from Dennis Berent with The New American, trying to get him on to talk about his book, The End Game. This, you know, obviously there's some things that COVID tyranny has foreshadowed of things to come. And according to Berent, they now have the tools to manipulate, kill, and enslave the world that previous generations of aspiring rulers did not. Endgame is a warning and wake-up call, which is why we're trying to get Dennis on the air. We're having phone difficulties here, it looks like. You should know, and this is something, I want to deep dive into the economy here for a minute. The IRS has announced that they're going to waive penalties levied against American taxpayers who failed to file their 2019 and 2020 returns in a timely manner. They're going to issue over $1.2 billion in refunds or credits to taxpayers who received the fees. Well, that's 1.6 million taxpayers, including individuals and businesses. That would amount to about an average refund of about $750 a taxpayer. Just so you know. Do you remember we had this conversation before about taxation and regulations? And when you start to, as a government, tax the bejesus out of people and regulate them into oblivion, the black market survives in a big way. It's happening in California, and it's marijuana industry, believe it or not. It's forcing it all underground because of excessive taxes and regulations. There have been studies done, as I would imagine earlier than the Reagan administration, but that's the most notable because Bruce Bartlett, who was an economist in the Reagan administration, was always trying to determine how the shadow economy operates. And see, this is something mainstream media won't talk about. When you regulate and tax the piss out of people, you force them to do things they would not normally do, which is why we have this little subject of barter that comes up. And if you have a marketable service that you can barter for food, I don't care whether it's handyman work or digging ditches or whatever the case may be. If you have a skill or a trade that you can use to barter, you have just helped somebody's problems, especially if they have food that they can give you because you're hungry and you don't have any. If something like this, this food crisis that we've been talking about worldwide, not just U.S. and various places, it's all over Europe. Europe's going to get hit hard. And I don't care whether you're a New Jersey, you know, Camden County, New Jersey resident. They're going to start getting payments. Some of the residents are going to get $1,000 stimulus checks. My only question is that going to buy your vote? Are they going to come at you? And, you know, it's part of a $55 million federal funding package that was provided to Camden County. It also provided some $25 million in rental assistance, grants for nonprofit organizations and small businesses. You know what happens when the money runs out? And it will. At a point in time. And then you have Congress making references to an appropriations bill and accompanying Senate Intelligence Committee reports that Congress believes some unidentified aerial phenomena, commonly referred to as UFOs, might not be man-made. Imagine if you will. Yeah. Another way to waste your tax dollars. It's bad enough we're giving billions of dollars to Ukraine. Now they want to have the unidentified aerial phenomena task force. Oh, sounds like fun. Let's get together and have a picnic and talk about Richard Nixon and Watergate. How about that? Now, How many tax dollars did we waste prosecuting that? And he ended up resigning. How much money are they spending trying to prosecute Trump? He's not going anywhere. In fact, it's just encouraged him to run again. We have some things in the economy that I really just, you know, I read the article. I thought, you know, this is probably not far from the truth. But did you know that there's 20 million U.S. homes right now? 1 in 6 American homes are behind on their power bills. All right. Now, the other 333 million people in America, 220 million of them have taken the jab. This is how crazy life gets. And now we have 1 in 6, which is a little less than 20% of America's homes are behind and have not paid their electricity prices, and they're going up and up and up. This, according to Bloomberg, citing data from National Energy Assistance Directors Association. They're saying electricity prices have increased significantly since 2020 after a decade of stagnation. And electricity inflation is being propelled by soaring costs of what? Fossil fuels, such as natural gas, coal, and petroleum. Soaring costs, really. And why would that be? Well, because demand is still there when supply has decreased. Econ 101. If you have a lot of a product, you remember during COVID, everybody stayed home. Nobody drove. You were told, stay home. Don't go out. You'll die. Yeah, you'll get chlamydia and you'll die. Remember Mean Girls? Remember the coach? She misspelled chlamydia and said, yeah, if you get, you'll get chlamydia and you'll die. Don't have sex because you'll get chlamydia and you'll die. You know, everything, you know, breathing causes cancer. Oh, my God. You know, we have to listen to this. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. And I like making light of it all. But when you look at electricity inflation and they're blaming it on the soaring cost of fossil fuels, think about what happened during COVID. Remember how the price of gas came down because no one was buying it? That's because nobody was going out. Nobody was driving. And so there was a glut of gas. What happens? Supply increases. And what happens to the price? Because they got to get rid of it. The price goes down. But when all of a sudden you kill the Keystone Pipeline and you deny drilling for oil and natural gas and you stifle the economy and you sit there and try and replace it with $66,000 plus electric vehicles that nobody can afford, then it's perfectly obvious the morons in D.C. do not have a plan. So we have to, as we the people, figure out exactly how we're going to do this and how we're going to survive. So now you figured out ways of cutting down on gas consumption by working from home. Maybe if you don't like your job, maybe you can retrain into something else or go in search of another way to make money. If you have spare money out there and you know people that are investing in real estate, I'm going to give you a little hint here because this is the way of the future. If you are dealing in these three things, food, water, shelter, you're going to make money. Why? Because those are the three things people need to live. They can't survive without those three things. Oh, yeah, I've heard this. Oh, well, we'll just do what, you know, we have a story, believe it or not, of a couple, both military, ex-combat vets, and they're traveling the U.S. in a renovated bus, road schooling their 7 kids along the way. How novel is that? Texas natives J.D. and Brittany Lott. They met on deployment in Iraq in 2008. Got separated for a bit, but always kept in touch. Got together, got married, had a big family. And now they are homeschooling their kids on the road. It's called road schooling. Got a story about that. Amazing how that works. You see, people are starting to figure this out. They're starting to come to the understanding about how the economy works. And see, because they're not making mortgage payments, think about that. Because they're not making mortgage payments because they're traveling the road, they don't have these electric bills. No, they have another kind of bill. It's a transportation cost. Yeah, they get to educate their kids. They get to travel the road. But, you know, driving a bus costs money because buses suck gas. And so when you have stuff like this, you're replacing one aspect with another aspect, and they want to try to kill fossil fuels because they think that everybody's just going to run on electric vehicles. I hate to say this, but these people in D.C. are living in a bubble. They're living in a dream world. And I got to wonder, you know, weathermen on crack. I mean, what is it, ramping through D.C. too? What are they handing out, crack pipes in Congress? You know, this is the kind of mentality that we have out here, and people just aren't thinking about this. But if you are able to reorient yourself into a different kind of way to make money, has anything to do with food, water, and shelter, you're going to make money. You're going to survive because people need it. It's a service. You have a way to grow food? It's a service. Can you barter with it? Yes. Can you survive on it? Yes. You have a way to get water out of the ground? DeepRock.com. Write that down. Drill yourself a well on your own. Nobody said that if you were going to do it on your own, you had to register it, did they? Go look up a law and find it and call me. Let me know. You find a law that says you have to register your own well if you're drilling it yourself. Who's to know? Find acreage. Grow a garden. Do truck farming. Can you lift a finger? You know, these are the things. You know, most of us hardworking Americans are not afraid to get our hands dirty. That's the most interesting thing about life. Sometimes you got to get your hands dirty. At least you don't have to put up with the garbage that they're putting up within China. Do you know that Minions movie, The Rise of Gru? Do you know they changed the end of it? Hollywood was pressured by the Communist Chinese Party to change the version of it so that the evil person wins in the end. Yeah, they talk all about reference to Xi Jinping's three-child policy. Amazing how that works and how Hollywood just kowtows to it. Remember way back when McCarthy era, when Lucille Ball got accused of being a communist? Where is Lucille Ball hanging out? She was hanging out in Hollywood. What was Hollywood doing? Making movies. Hollywood is very close to politics, isn't it? These days, you know that. Because they talk about it all the time. All these stars who think that they're entitled to come out of nowhere and make comments, like Meghan Markle. The woman everybody loves to hate because of what she did to Prince Harry and the crown. Talk about a disruption in one's life. People are looking at Harry going, dude, seriously, you screwed up. No, he doesn't. You know, love is blind in his case. He'll give up the whole throne. Amazing how that works. I guess, you know, he cares more about life and love than he does about his, you know, queen mom. That's what, you know, the British people have issues with that. And in case you missed this, here's something interesting. Vaccinated people are more likely than the unvaccinated in recent months to be a COVID-19 case. Hospitalization or death in 25 states, according to an Epoch Times investigation. In Kentucky in June, for example, 67% of the deaths were among vaccinated people. In that same month, the vaccinated make up 65% of COVID cases, 64% of hospitalizations, and 66% of COVID deaths in the state of Wisconsin. And everybody still thinks you get sick, go to a hospital. And then the hospital, which I call death camps, they get incentivized up to $300,000 plus per person. Yeah, 300 grand, 300 large. Yeah, they get that. They get that kind of money from the government incentivized to kill patients. I know, Dave, God, that's a steep subject you're getting into. Well, you must be a conspiracy theorist. Really? We've had people on the show, Dr. Brian Artis being one of them, but we've had other people being on the show that actually succumb to this. They've had people who they know and love hospitalized, put on a ventilator, given remdesivir, which killed them, shut down their kidneys, filled up their mediastinum with fluid, and they basically were crushed to death because they couldn't breathe. And they put them on a ventilator, which basically forces their lungs and their heart to overwork, and it shuts it all down. They get paid extra when they put them on a ventilator. They get paid when they put them in the hospital. They get paid if they test positive for COVID. They get paid, even the coroner gets paid for listing the cause of death as COVID. They get a perk. Everybody's getting perks all the way up the ladder. And what's happening to the U.S. population? It's declining. Is it intentional? I don't know. Why don't you ask Bill Gates? He seems to be the mouth of madness these days, talking all about the pandemic and how, maybe we should vaccinate a few people. We can get rid of at least 10 to 15% of the population if we just give them the jab. Nobody's paying attention. Well, we're too busy going around worrying about how much it costs to put gas in our tank and get to work. Yeah, this is something that Jacob Javits' administrative assistant, Harold Rosenthal, remember him? He had to open his mouth and do an interview with a news reporter and told him all about what the deep state and everybody else was doing. And they got people so ingrained, they were all worried about their toil and their next meal. That was his quote. I got to have a job. Just like comedians make fun of people in New Jersey. Every time a hurricane is coming, oh, I got to go to a store and get the milk and the bread. I got to get the milk and the bread. You see the panic? They make fun of this stuff. No, that's because this is the way people behave. It's crazy how we have succumbed to junk like this and how we've got this cognitive dissonance wrapped around our brains and we're not willing to wake up and see what's really going on here. Just like Phil in Florida called our last hour having this conversation. You see, and this is why our toll-free number is there. It's open for you to get on the phone and call us up, for God's sakes, so we can have this conversation. Because you might have a solution that we can actually use. Food, water, shelter. Transportation is a very distant fourth. Yeah, people needed to get to work, but, I mean, if you absolutely could not get there. Why, I ask the question again, is everybody arming themselves to the teeth and stocking up on food? Ask yourself the question, if you've got access to a water source. You know, we've had Dane Wigington on. We've had other folks on that talk about this, that talk about Grundfos SQF pumps. There's a solution for you because they're solar powered and you don't have to worry about getting water out of the ground because if you don't have water, you're dead. Remember that? Those who have well water are going to be safer. Even if it's contaminated, you can filter it. That's why they sell. We sell Berkey filters on the Power Mall. This is why we're doing all of this, because we're all about solutions, especially in times of crisis. But now you've got 700 pages of a recently passed Inflation Reduction Act. There's a provision there intended to give the EPA the power to cut greenhouse gas emissions through a methane emission reduction program under a new section of the Clean Air Act. You see, that's one of these little subchapters they threw in there. They're going to have a first-of-its-kind fee on greenhouse gas emissions, and guess who's going to pay it? Industry. And guess who's going to pay it in the long run? The consumers who use the product. This is how they're going to choke us off, which is why, given everything that's going on here with these presidential elections, allegations of fraud, whether or not the bozo in the White House and his sidekick giggles, I call him Scarecrow if he only had a brain. So, you know, when you wonder about this stuff and you're going, you know what? I'm just paying way too much attention to D.C. Way too much attention to D.C. Because this is what they're doing, but can they actually come in and regulate you? Or is that something that your state? You see, people forget because of this cognitive dissonance. They forget about the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. And yes, I know Tom in Michigan will say, yeah, but you got the 9th Amendment too. I get that because Tom calls the show and we have these conversations. You see, I'm paying attention. I'm not dismissing anything anybody says because everybody's trying to come up with solutions. Everybody's doing their homework and they're doing the research. This is a good thing. We need to be doing that, but we need to be sharing it as well. Now, and like Patrice, you've got family members and people who will not listen to you. And you know what? It's happened to everybody's family. Mine is a little different. Mine, they all know, don't take the jab. I have a daughter who's a nurse. She won't give it. She won't get it. She's put her foot down on that. And, you know, all my other kids, nope, we're not taking the jab. They know better. They've been educated. They've been educated to be suspicious of government. Seriously, why shouldn't they be? You know, they have a father who's deeply embedded in what's going on here. I've been doing my research for years and years and years, way before the foreclosure crisis in 2009 when that started up. We are going through it again, believe it or not. There is another foreclosure crisis ongoing in the United States right now. It just has not manifested itself to the level it did in 2009. We'll continue this conversation, of course. And your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Get your finger on the button. Don't make me come get you. I want to hear from you in the next half hour. Call us here in the Power Hour. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-one minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, August 24th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Just reminding you that our end of the summer sale will be over at the end of this month. Dropship products excluded, of course. We're having a sale on current items in stock while supplies last. The promotion's automatic. No need for code at checkout. If you spend under $100, you get 10% off. If you spend under $200, you get 15% off. If you spend over $200, you get 20% off. This is a great way to go to the Power Mall, stock up, and keep us on the air. That's the way it works. And we appreciate that. And, of course, Sherry, thank you so much for your donation. And, of course, everybody's been paying attention when I said, please, get on the phones. Because, you know, it's important that we communicate with people out there to find out what's going on, what's in their minds. You know, the fact is there's a lot of people out there that are bummed, that don't know what to do. And I just gave you some solutions. But when you got 20 million U.S. homes behind the power bills, this is sending a red flag of intense proportions out there. Because, see, when you get behind on utility bills, it means other things are missing from the equation, like food. You'd rather put food on the table and not pay the bill. That means that 20% of America might not even be paying their mortgages. You understand what I just said? The very first thing to go, and all the investors out there listening to us on this show, and there are investors listening, understand that the very first thing to go, they stop paying their homeowners insurance. That's the very first thing to go when people are in financial straits. That's what I'm telling you. Food, water, shelter, those three things. Remember that. Secondly, you've got an issue here with utilities. The whole idea is to keep the lights on, keep food on the table, fight the foreclosure. Nope, what do they do? Pack up and run away. 98% of America in the last crisis in 2009 packed up and moved out of the house. This is a real sad state of affairs in America, folks, because we're all quitters. We all just want to run away. Oh, just give up. Run away. Don't fight. You know, what have we become? Spineless wimps? Seriously, and who are we doing? I mean, Richard brought this up at the beginning of the show. We were talking about contracts, adhesion contracts, and you're signing mortgages. You know, did you actually, you know, this is why I'm seeing so much rehoming of pets and animals and rehoming chickens even. Yep, I'm getting 11 chickens this weekend because somebody can't take them with them because they're downsizing to a house in a neighborhood that won't allow them. So I'm taking 11 chickens who are laying 9 to 10 eggs a day. They're giving up their food source. Do you understand what's going on here? Think about that. Food, water, shelter. Remember what I just said? Chance in West Virginia. How are you, sir?
Hello, Dave Meister. I had to call you to tell you that you're extremely blessed to have a family that's all on the same page. That helps a lot because I've noticed just the emotional aspects of this COVID could be really messes with your head. Now, me, my entire immediate family has passed on. So in a way, it's a relief that they don't have to face this or whether they would get the shot if they were still alive. But a handful of friends I've noticed have gotten the shot and the boosters, and these are good people. So in other words, the effects of this, what they did to us, is so far-reaching. And people like yourself that have family still alive and they're all on the same page is a blessing to help you through this, to help you cope with it emotionally. You know, Dave Meister, you know what I'm saying?
I do, but the thing is, Chance, my wife's family is totally different. She won't take the jab.
Of course.
Her brother won't take the jab, but everybody else in the family, all liberals from Minnesota, and they all took it. So you see, that's a fight. And the more you try to convince people, the more they push you away, and this is by design.
I know, and that's why I gave up trying to convince people now. I have to bite my tongue, and it hurts inside because a lot of these people are good people, but I just don't know what to say to them. I can't choose the right words. It's hard. You don't want to offend them. You don't want to. It just puts you in such a bad situation. Like I said, I guess I have to thank God that I only have to deal with a handful of friends under those circumstances. Because, like I said, my family all passed away. It could be worse. But families who stick together, immediate families like yourself and your kids and your wife, that's such a blessing. It gives you an emotional uplift, I would presume. And with that, Dave, thank you very much for taking my call, and God bless you.
Well, I appreciate that. God bless you too, sir. And while we're at it, ladies and gentlemen, I just got a notice here. David Chinpaw is battling cancer. His wife, Imogene, is struggling to take care of him. Of course, it's very draining. And of course, Father, you know, when we do this, we get motivated. We get revelation to pray for David right now, battling cancer. And his wife, I understand, Imogene, that this is going to be a real struggle for you. I'm just getting revelation on this right now to pray for you and your strength as you deal with this situation. Now, you're going to do everything, Imogene, that you can to take care of David and make sure that the outcome is positive. And we're lifting that situation up to you because wisdom is knowledge applied. That wisdom was given to us by our Heavenly Father. And we just pray right now that his hand is upon you and the hedge of protection on your household to help him through this situation. Don't let the doctors do anything dumb. I mean, do your research, do your homework, study to be quiet, all those things that he has commanded you in his word, and blessings upon you and your household and peace and strength to you. If you're listening to this thing, I want everybody out there to lift David up right now. He's got to fight this thing. We know that cancer can be conquered. If you've listened to any of the doctors on the show, you will know how we think. There is hope, and we just pray for David and Imogene, who's taking care of him right now. And we lift their whole situation up to you and all those others out there right now who we did not mention your name, and you are struggling with the same situation. We pray for your strength and your blessings and your hedge of protection in the name of your son, Yeshua. Can I get an amen? Say it out loud, please. Thank you. That's most important, folks. That's what makes this show so powerful. David in Virginia, how are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good there, Dave. I just got a couple quick things to say right there. You know, I'm not going to lay down. I got a good brother that I've been associating with right there. We keep in good contact up in Michigan. His name's Charles. And I just wanted to say right there that, you know, we ain't going to lay down, and we're looking for everything that we can right there to help, you know, defeat what's going on with this Biden administration and everything else right there. But, and I had a short question about, like, the other day you had the people up there about this Willard Water,
right? Yes, there, John Willard.
Where, if you get that stuff right there and it helps get into your cells and all this other stuff to help you produce it better and all this other stuff, well, if the water that you're drinking and you don't know if it's good water or not right there, would that stuff right there, you know, if invade your system with the negligence of what's in the water too, or I mean,
well, you're basically, you know, yeah, you're talking about, and I get where you're coming with the question, David. Here's the thing: it depends on where you're getting your well from. You know, where you're getting your water source from. If you're getting your water source from a well, you have to look at the geodetical survey, the geological surveys of your area, because they've already mapped out how many contaminants are in your water. And the easiest way is to call your local agricultural extension in the county you're in Virginia, and ask them to identify if they can tell what's in your groundwater. Then, basically what I do, because we sell Berkey water filters, don't be afraid to take whatever water you have and do filtering of your water first off before you treat it with stuff like Willard water, because John's already said that it doesn't take all of these contaminants out. It enhances what goes into your cells. So the whole idea is if you can filter it first and then make it wholesome, you're better off.
Okay, well, I must have missed that right there, but I misunderstood right there. But I just had a quick question about that and everything. But
well, no, David, it's a good question. It's a good question. If you didn't ask that question, somebody else would have had the same question you just did. So that was a valid question. There was nothing wrong with that.
Okay, Dave, have a good afternoon right there. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, dude. God bless you, sir. You know, I appreciate you wanting to survive. That's a good thing. I like hearing that. Tom in Michigan, go ahead. Did you call just because I mentioned your name?
No. Yeah, but Ninth Amendment, yeah, we do need that.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
We used to be able to sign our driver's license and print on there without prejudice, UCC 1-207, but they don't let us do it anymore.
Yeah, I know that. You must have been listening to Richard in Washington earlier when we were talking about contract law, right?
Yes. But the reason I called was, I was listening to you're talking about the snake venom in the COVID. And, I listened to it twice. I was kind of multitasking. I might have missed it. But was there any correlation between the jab? I know he said that everybody who had the COVID had the snake venom, and everybody who didn't have the COVID didn't have the snake venom. But was there anything about how many, or all of them were jabbed or anything like that?
Right. What they were doing was testing people that had COVID, and they were looking at the number of people that were vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, how many people. This is one of the things that they didn't test for. What they tested for was that people who had COVID, they got their blood, urine, and feces, and they tested all of it, and they found snake venom peptides in their feces. And so if they were exposed or had a positive PCR test, they got tested. All their fluids got tested to see what was in them. And so this is how Tal Braun and Brian Artis and others, and this is why they had pushback, because this is something brand new that both of them looked at. Both of them found Jonathan Otto brought that up on the show the other day. We were talking about that as well. And the fact that he's got this, CoVenom19.com, this is, CoVenomSeries.com. This is something that, people weren't paying attention to, and this is why the mainstream frontline doctors are pushing back against Brian Artis, and I've talked to Brian about this personally, in his face, at the convention, and he was telling me this same stuff that he talked about on the radio, and I said, we need to have more of it, but what disturbed me, which I'd like to have him back on the show, if there is any way that, we can get him back on the show. He was talking about something bad that was going to happen in the fall, and I would like to know what it is. I had this distinct feeling that there is a circumstance out there that they know about a pandemic or something that is coming, or we're going to have another resurgence of COVID. We just don't know. But the thing is that if, in fact, they have discovered any form of the 39 different types of snake venom peptides in any of this stuff, that did not come by nature. That came by design, and it was done in conjunction with the lab in Wuhan, in conjunction with the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Dr. Ralph Barrick. There is enough information out there to show their very own United States government, driven by greed, decided that they were going to put out jabs that also have it in there. Remdesivir has it in there. They know that they can stop your heart and shut down your lungs because of the neurotoxins in the snake venom. And this is what you're seeing a lot of people having strokes, because it affects all your nerve centers. And then on top of that, we call it the clot shot for a reason, because all this stuff in there, besides causing neurological damage, and they've already predicted, Dave Martin, who I interviewed before on the show, on my other show in Florida, already said you're going to see tons of prion diseases. Judy Mikovits, who I've interviewed on this program, have said you're going to see tons of prion diseases. These are diseases that are going to affect the brain, neurological disorders, memory loss. It could be long COVID. And if people are just going to sit there and say, well, I had COVID, I don't need to do or treat it anymore, understand what you've been hit with. You've been hit with a bioweapon. That's what this is. I'm not a prophet. The writing is not on the wall. I'm not patting myself on the back. It's shameful that I even have to talk like this. And people are going to call me a conspiracy theorist. Well, F them. I don't care. They can say what they want. You know what I say? Is that the best you got?
From if, you know, I mean, I can't see how, I mean, does that mean there's no virus, or does that mean that, you know, we're dealing with multiple vectors, you know, that they're spraying something on the food, putting something in the water, and releasing a virus?
There you go. Keep talking. Keep going. You're hitting the nails. You're hitting them.
Okay. You know, you're talking about the clot shot. You know, Mike Adams, he had some of those clots. And he said there's nothing alive about him. There's none of the constituents of blood in there. There's no iron, magnesium, zinc, anything like that. He said there's basically he's finding tin and aluminum and things like that. And, you know, they're fibrous, real strong. He doesn't know what the heck they are, if they're self-assembling or what. But, you know, they aren't made out of human blood. So,
well, I got one for you. There's a new story out today that's going to be in your email blast. Unusual toxic components found in COVID vaccines without exception, according to German scientists. A group of independent German scientists found toxic components, mostly metallic, in all the COVID vaccine samples they analyzed without exception. Using modern medical and physical measuring techniques, the Working Group for COVID Vaccine Analysis says some of the toxic elements found inside the AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna vaccine vials were not listed in the ingredient list from the manufacturers. You ready for the list? Here we go. The following metallic elements were found in the vaccines. This, according to German scientists. Listen up. This is going to be really important news, folks. It's in your email blast. We put it there for a reason. Alkali metals, cesium and potassium. Alkaline earth metals, calcium and barium. Transition metals, cobalt, iron, chromium, titanium, rare earth metals, cerium, gadolinium, mining group metals, aluminum, carbon group, silicon, partly support material, oxygen group, sulfur. All these substances are visible under the dark field microscope as distinctive and complex structures of different sizes, can only partially be explained as a result of crystallization or decomposition process, and cannot be explained as contamination from the manufacturing process, the researchers found. They declared the findings as preliminary, and there are pictures that are going to be in your email blast. I want everybody to open those up and look at them under COVID-related news. There's also an article about jab injuries. 50% long COVID cases have this type of symptoms and two ways to reverse it. And if you can't get that or access that article, please email us at support@thepowerhour.com and we will get you that article. We don't want people suffering if they don't have to be. But these are the things that are in these metals. And if you look at the photos that we're going to send you that are in this story, you're going to see stuff that Carrie Mate, Dr. Mate, who was in that plane crash that we told you about, she's already found this stuff. She looked under the microscope already, as have scientists in South America. They've seen the same thing. So understand, you know, that we know that they have laced this stuff with nanotechnology. We know that, Tom, for sure.
Well, that's like Mr. Wiggins. You know, why would they be spraying the stuff on themselves? Why would they be destroying their own environment? You know, it doesn't make sense. Only in nature, I think whatever doesn't kill one tends to make one stronger. So if we're dealing with some kind of biological, you know, we just have to. I'd like any of these researchers. I'd be interested in when they do these tests. You know, COVID versus non-COVID. I'd put a subcategory in there of, you know, vax and unvax. and see if there's any difference.
Well, you know, we did talk about vaxxed and unvaxxed as far as the states go, and the people who are vaccinated are coming down with it. And they lied, and they told us, Tom, Fauci did, Burks, you know, Fauci came right out and lied to the American people and said, if you get the jab, you're not going to get COVID. The man is a liar, pathologically. And, I mean, it's no wonder he wants to retire in December. Notice he's retiring right before January session when all the Republicans come back into power, if they come back into power. They don't try to steal the election again. You know, if they do this and they manage to get Fauci in the hot seat, he's just going to sit there and continue to lie and liar, liar, pants on fire. And you're not going to get a word of truth out of the guy. You can bring in all the scientists in the world and you can corner him. He's just going to be in total denial, like most of America are in total denial because they got the jab and they thought they were doing the right thing because, well, the government said to do it, so they must be right on. You know, this is the problem when you trust your government, Tom. You know that. I know that. A lot of Americans don't.
We're getting what we deserve. You know,
well, 220 million people took the jab.
Yeah, people were afraid, and now that we're getting what we deserve. You know, society collapses if that many people pass away.
That's supposed to start happening. That's what they're saying. But again, there are ways to overcome this, and that's why the jab injuries, 50% long COVID cases. We have an article in this particular email blast coming up. Half of these are neuropsychiatric and show obvious symptoms. How do COVID-19 infections damage the brain and the nerves? This is something you're going to see. We're talking about loss of smell, loss of taste, loss of touch. There are things numbing, you know, tingling in the skin. There are things here that you need to read that article. I'm telling you, you share it with people that have had the jab. Even if it's just, hey, I found this email. I thought you might like to read it. And then you've done your job. Chance, I know you were just kind of upset because you didn't want to send, go along to get along. And I get that. I get it. It's fine. But if you have an article like this that you can just send to somebody in an email and saying, hey, I just found this, thought you might want to read it. You didn't say anything pro or against. You know they got the jab. You know that at some point in time there's going to be an issue. I have somebody else, Carol Benton, who is in a hospital in Florida right now, overcoming issues there, lungs, kidneys. I'm just praying for that because I know Dr. Benton very well. Don't know his wife, but I know him. And I'm lifting his wife Carol's situation up right now in the name of your son Yeshua. You're going to be with her and get her through this. She's going to heal. We're looking at COVID as a primary. And Father, I just thank you that, you know, she's getting the right treatments and that Dr. Benton, you are there, instigating proper authority on these people, because I know you're awake and you know these things. God be with you, sir, as you watch over your wife, and God watch over their family and keep them safe in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. You know, I don't mind praying for people on this show. I really don't. If you got a need, this is why we have this toll-free number, so that we can pray and get this done. Darlene in Indiana, how is the farming business? What's going on?
Hi. Hey, conspiracy theory. It's a CIA program, and, that, you know, conspiracy theory and critical thinking both have the same first two letters in them.
Isn't that amazing how that works? Isn't it amazing how that works?
Yeah, it does. And so, you know, it's starting to work on my nerves when we say conspiracy theory now that I know that, you know?
Uh-huh. MKUltra.
I like people who have critical thinking, because they're important to see what their ideas are, you know?
Yeah, it is. That's why I like having these discussions with you.
The other thing is, if you want to know who the sociopaths are, you just run everybody off the cliff, and they'll be the only ones smiling.
Good point.
I'll let you go.
Thank you so much for yourself. God bless
you.
Stay
safe. Bye.
Stay safe. Thank you. All right, Darlene from Indiana. You know, see, we're getting calls from all over the country, folks. You're listening and you're paying attention. I know we have the smartest audience out there listening to the Power Hour, because you're doing the research. You're talking to people. You're talking to your family members. You see the conflicts. You're seeing everything we're talking about right now. That's why you're awake. You're not one of these people that are suffering from this consequence called cognitive dissonance, where you're in denial about everything. Well, I got the jab. I did what the government told me, and I'm not going to get COVID. And all of a sudden you get COVID, and it's like, well, I don't know why I got COVID. I must have gotten close to somebody that had it. It couldn't be the jab. Oh, my. You see, you got fooled again. I wish I could play that song by The Who, Won't Get Fooled Again, every single time I run into somebody that has gone through this. See, once it happens and you wake up, yeah, what a feeling. You know you're behind the eight ball instead of out in front of it, ready to get bopped in the head. Isn't that something, the way that works? It's, life is funny that way. But remember, as we close our show today, food, water, shelter. Pray for those who you love, that they come to their senses, that God brings wisdom in their path. We pray for America, for its healing right now, because a lot of people are going to be suffering, and we know it. And God has his hand in this equation. It doesn't matter what you think and how much hope you have or don't have. God has his hand in this situation, folks. He's with us. If he can be with us, who's against us? Yeah, we know. But in the meantime, from all of us here at the Power Hour, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.